And there seems to be a theme that goes right along with the sermon topic today, from the Sunday school lesson right up to Dave's testimony, to every testimony that we've heard here this morning. Don't you love it when God has control over a service? It's about Him. It's about worshiping Him. It's about serving Him. It's about learning of Him. Not any other thing. We've touched base on many different things this morning. The question that Janice had about our present president. If you'll remember, going into this, he said he would be called the unifier. Take away from that what you will. We know that peace will be when Jesus sets His feet on this earth once again. So, about what's going on here in the world today, this sermon and this whole topic this morning has been about preparing, because it's coming. Who said that? Ken said, it's coming. What is it coming? Judgment is coming to the world. Not just America, not just all. God's judgment is coming. So, there's many examples of things in biblical history, and you all will know them, starting out with Noah. Could one man and his sons build the ship the magnitude that God had them to build? Never. Never could have been. Why do you suppose that is? To show us today that only God can do things like that. We look to Moses. How many people did he lead out of Egypt? Millions. Millions. And one guy who was afraid, one guy who said, I can't, one guy that really didn't want to. Why do you suppose that is? Because that way we could say, God did it. You know, we talk about Moses a lot and him doing what God wanted him to do, but ultimately, God did it. So, and even in modern day, and you may not know much about this, but you really need to learn if you're really interested in the power of God, that it's not just fables that's from the Old Testament. It's not just stories that our old grandparents told us. Look up the Six-Day War. That happened in 67, I believe it was. And I've looked that up myself before. And the magnitude of things that occurred that were way beyond man's ability is proving to me, just as the Word proves to me, that Noah only built that boat because God did it. That Moses led all those out of Egypt because God did it. And that six-day war ended in 6 days because God did it. Do you agree with that? Do you hear me? Do you hear me right now? This is real. This is happening right before our eyes. It's not a story we've been told. It's not in a history book. It is actual facts. Things are going on right now in front of our faces. We need to be prepared. Okay, so that brought me up to, I think it was the first Sunday's lesson in the month of October, was talking about Gideon. And I've been just inundated with Gideon ever since. So I think about the example we're going to receive from Gideon. I kept hearing the words in my mind when I was fishing yesterday: a trumpet, a pitcher, and a lamp. A trumpet, a pitcher, and a lamp. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. If y'all would, we'll stand. We're going to read out of Judges chapter 7. And I'm going to read verses 15 through 22. Judges chapter 7, verses 15 through 22. Now, who all has heard the story of Gideon? You know, we know that. I see, you know, Miss Patty, I'm sure she's heard it when she was little from her mama, and she taught it to youngins for several years while she was a teacher. So we should all be familiar with Gideon. Verse 15 says, "And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped. And he returned unto the host of Israel and said, Arise, for the Lord has delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, Look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do." Focus on that right there. Gideon says, "As I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets, brake the pitchers, and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal, and they cried, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord said, Every man sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Beshitta in Ziklag, and of the border of Abimaholah and Tabith." Let us pray. Lord, again, we're just gathered here in your name to praise you, to worship you. Again, I ask for you to let every distraction be taken care of, Lord. I pray that every word will flow freely among us, that you'll stir our hearts, Lord. Stir our hearts to seek you, to follow you, to listen to you, to be obedient unto you. I thank you again, Lord, for opportunities to share the gospel, Lord. And I pray for everyone that's here today. Pray for those in their homes, wherever they might be. I lift up our pastor here this morning. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. And amen. 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 Thank you all. Thank you all. So in reading all of that, I'm going to back up just a little bit in Judges chapter 7, if you would, on your own time or whatever it might be, because I'm going to just comment on verses clear up to what we had just read. Now remember, a trumpet, a pitcher, and a lamp. Verses 1 and 2, it says, the reason he done that so we can't say my own hand saved me. The next election is not going to save this country. That's what will be brought out. Yeah, this group's gonna turn it around. This group's gonna take control. This group. We know that's not going to happen. By example, the reason being, it's so we've got to seek God and give Him all the praise, all the glory. We got to stand under His watch. We got to be prepared to follow His steps, His guidance, His leading. Gideon's army started out with 32,000 men. Those do you remember that? Some may have never heard that. Gideon's army started out with 32,000 men. We'd be pretty confident in having an army that large. We would be ready because we find strength in numbers. Agreed? That's in our nature, strength in numbers. If you're in a group of Christians, man, I'll praise the Lord. Yeah, man, I'm okay. Yeah. But if I'm in the middle of something else, another situation where it's not comfortable, I'll just hold my peace. You get it? Okay. His army started out with 32,000 men. God told Gideon, said, tell the army, gather them together and tell them, those who are afraid can go home. A lot of thinking will happen right there, won't they? And you think, how often have you seen, maybe in a movie scene or whatever, when one does and then it's easier for the next one? And do you know how many left? 32,000. Started with 32,000. Man, we're strong. We can take on everybody. 22,000 of them went home. 32,000, 22,000. Well, that dropped the number significantly to 10,000. But, you know, 10,000, that's still a lot. But I don't know how many of the Midianites got. But anyways, so we got 10,000. Verse 4 in Judges chapter 7. The Lord said, that's still too many. What? It had to be taken by surprise because, you know, we had 32,000. Okay, down to 10,000. We know we're pretty much outnumbered. But God says, that's too many. So, the Lord separated them in verse 5 by how they drank water. He called them down to a pool of water. I can't remember if it said a river or wherever it might be, but it called them down to drink, and it was how they drank. The ones who cupped the water like this and drank. God told Gideon, keep those. The ones that got down on their knees and put their faces in the water said they can go. And you know how many was left? You know how many drank their water? 300. What? 300. We might as well pack her in. We ain't got enough to whip a paper bag, let alone take on an army that hates us. And that was another thing that come up to me, is why is this going on over there? People ask, why is that? Why is that? Why is that? It's been going on. Me and Ken talked the other day about when we was in high school. It was like, well, just let them all kill each other over there. You know, we really didn't know what was going on. But now it's just because of hate. It's hate. Literal hate. Those people that were born 25 years ago that are killing those that were born 25 years ago is because of hate that is passed down since Ishmael and Isaac. That's in the Word. That's the Bible. I mean, that's not something I made up. But it's just all out hate. How could somebody that didn't live back then, doesn't even know what's going on, have so much hate? That's the evil in the world. That's Satan stirring the hate in the innocent, or the side that is receiving don't know the story either, because they don't seek the Word of God. Now back to this. We're down to 300. God, in verse 13, God told Gideon to go down to the enemy's camp by a tent and listen. Listen to what they say. And one man told to another man a dream that he had, and the scenario led to that, the fact that the one interpretation said Gideon's army will defeat us, the God of Gideon. The second fellow said God had delivered the enemy to Gideon. So, what's the first thing Gideon did? He worshiped. He worshiped. He didn't worship an idol. He didn't worship another person. He didn't worship a certain group. He didn't worship himself. He worshiped God. That is one of the first big steps we have to take as we are preparing for what's coming. As we are going forward, we need to worship in spirit and in truth. We need to acknowledge God for who He is, what He is, and what He's going to do. You agree with that? Come on, people. Come on. This is powerful stuff here this morning. It's about the reality of what's happening. We're not sitting here listening to some guy run off at the head standing up there so we could go home and feel good about ourselves that we were at church today and we heard somebody say Jesus, and we heard somebody, we got to shake a preacher's hand, and we were a part of a service today. No, this is about reality as we go forward in this life that we live in right now. We see the world falling apart all the way around us, don't we, Greg? Yes, and we got to know what's coming. Ken said it's coming. It's coming. You know what our grandparents told us when we was little? When we go to them revivals and we'd hear about stuff like this? It's here. It's not something way out there yet. It's here. It's at your door. It's in front of your face. It's in your hands. It's every part of everyday life. I can't emphasize that enough here this morning, that we've got to live like we trust God. He is the only hope that we have. He sent His Son to die on the cross for you. If you're not sure about your salvation this morning, today is the day. Right now, this very second, you come right now. If God is stirring your heart, respond. Respond to the calling. If you're hearing me by on the radio, wherever, if you're hearing it, bow on your knees right now and accept Jesus. You don't need to shake a preacher's hand to be saved. You can be saved in your home by yourself. It's you and the Lord anyways. It's nothing to do with another man. It's nothing to do with a feeling. It is a fact of the matter that God sent His Son to die on the cross for our sin. That's the gospel that needs preached out here. That's what we have to be preaching out there. That's why we gather here, to learn, to be encouraged, to be motivated by the stories of Noah, Moses, Gideon. Wow. three companies around were armed. What were they armed with? Were they armed with Scud missiles? Were they armed with weapons of mass destruction? Yeah. Were they armed with nuclear? No, they've been whittled down to 300. And God said, give them a trumpet. Give them a pitcher. And give them a lamp. In verse 17, 18, obedience comes up. Now, we hear a lot about obedience here at Drift Run. Obedience is a huge topic in the Scriptures. It takes obedience to be saved. Obedience to the Word of God. Obedience to what we've been taught. What are we being taught here this morning in preparation? Pick up your lamp. Pick up your trumpet. Pick up your pitcher. And know that you have enough. Because why? Because it's the most powerful weapons on earth? Nope. Because it is of God. And you have humbled yourself that you are obedient to what God has called you to do. And the way which things are going to be done is going to be according to God's plan. We've heard about that. That long scope that only God can see way out there. You know, God saw this very day right here, right now. Of which, mind you, it'll never happen again, just like right now. Somebody won't be here. Maybe somebody else will. You'll be there. There'll be this. It'll never be the same. Never, ever. Take that to mind. But yet God knows about it, all about it. God knows what's coming. God's telling us here today in all the messages that have been spoken here this morning, God is telling us it's coming. Be prepared. So, that brought me to the guy I've told you about before. He said, I'm getting ready. I got 6,000,022 shells. I got 14 270 rifles. You know, it's hard to carry 500 pounds of 22 shells on your back. But I'm ready. I'm prepared. No. God's telling us to get the trumpet, the pitcher, and the lamp. Because why? Because we will trust on Him. Amen. Not in that 500 pounds of 22 shells. Man, I've shot at a squirrel, a groundhog, 10 times in the last 2 years, and they still stand out back and mock me. Yeah. So, at the shift change, it said at the middle watch, it was at midnight, so the shift change going on. And you ever see a shift change at a plant or wherever it might be? When we worked in the Carpenters Union, we'd be on one of those outages, and there'd be like 2,500 people there, and 1,200 be going out and 1,200 coming in. Pretty chaotic, don't you think? So that was the time that God led Gideon to blow the trumpets, smash the pitchers, and hold up the light and shout the sword of the Lord and of Gideon and put the fear in them. And they never, so to speak, fired a shot. The chaos took over. Those men started killing each other and running. They thought they was being sworn by a million-man army. And yet it was God's purpose, God's way. He's telling us right here this morning. God is telling us, He's got this. He's got this. You just follow my lead. Pick up that pitcher, that trumpet, and that lamp. The camps broke out. Chaos broke out in enemy camp. Gideon and all them continued to blow the trumpets. Continued to do what God had told them to do. So, what does this have to do with us? Well, I've already told you so much about what this sermon topic has to do with us. Is it as relevant right now as it was in Gideon's camp when God was telling him what to do? The Word of God is telling us what to do, leading by example, the example of Noah, the example of Moses, and the example of Gideon in your life. Try it on your own, and you will fail. Amen. Amen. And I wrote these things down just thinking about the trumpet, because we hear a lot about the trumpet, the calling of God. It preludes major events that God's going to do. Examples, it's described as heavenly voices in Revelation 12 and in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. It talks about the rapture. It talks about the trump. Very important. The picture, I just wrote down the Word of God. That's when they break it, that lets us share it, spread it, let it flow freely among us. The Word of God. There is no other source of pure, absolute truth than in the Word of God. And the lamp is Jesus. It's the light of the world. It reveals everything that is in the darkness. So are you prepared? Do you understand the point of the message this morning? That we're not going to make it without God. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, and you know that's the armor of God. But now listen. God is providing us, has provided us with a trumpet, a lamp, and a pitcher. God has given us everything we need to be prepared for what's coming. Said, finally, my brethren, in Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of whose might? His might. His might. His might. Where I am weak, He is strong. This is directly right at each and every one of us, young and old, if you can hear the words, the sound of my voice. This is for each and every one today. That finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's the little g that Dave talks about. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So what all our focus is on what's going on in flesh and physical over there, but we got to realize that's not the cause of all of this. It's because we're wrestling against evil, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. He's telling us, here's your trumpet, here's your pitcher, and here's your lamp. Go on and read the rest of that. But it's very clear, he has given us what we need to be prepared for what's coming. Do you have hope in Jesus Christ? Do you know when this is all done, and it's going to pass, it's going to be done, but it's going to be in God's time, in God's way? Are you ready for the day that Jesus' feet hit on the Mount of Olives? He give us a way. We'll make it. He made a way. And in closing, if you guys want to get a overhead, and in closing, I'm going to read John 8, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John 8, I didn't mark it, I'm sorry. Debbie, I'm sorry. John 8, 36. Quote, this is in red letters. So what do we know about red letters in the Bible? We know that's Jesus' quote. So listen to what it says right here. And Jesus says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. What a statement from our Savior. If you've been born again, if you have been called of the Holy Spirit, and you have received Jesus as your Savior, you have repented of what you was to go to be what He has for you. You are free. Free indeed. I praise the Lord this morning. I thank Him for His love and His mercy. I thank Him for these comforting scriptures, these comforting sermons that He gives to us, that we can grow confident, not in self. I'm not going to run home and see if I can carry 522 shells. I can't hit a groundhog. I'm going to trust in the cross. Amen. Go ahead. If you have a need,